Welcome back. It's the 250th episode of The Follow-Up. I'm Eden, this is my dad, Noah, and every week we sit on my bed and have a conversation about something we want to talk about. So this week, we're going to talk about a lot of things.
All sorts of things going on. Episode 250. You turn 11 next week. Rosh Hashanah, Jewish New Year, and the new artwork behind your very first concert.
You're walking it.
There it is. That is...
If anybody... You can't see who it is, but if anybody knows the symbol, it's Ed Sheeran's... It's Ed Sheeran's new album. It's called Play. That's like the play button in New York City.
Yep. So you want to start there since we just talked about it?
Sure.
So I won tickets in a SiriusXM contest. I get the emails all the time. Oh, enter to win tickets to see so-and-so. And anyone that I know or I think that you might know, I always just enter. Why not? And I won. And so it was Ed Sheeran.
Out of how many people? Or I'd say, like, how many people won?
Oh, I don't know. I thought it was 20, but I don't. But it may have been more. I don't know. I really don't know. And so it was at Irving Plaza in New York, which is just only about 1,000 people in Union Square, so a really cool venue. And so you and Mom got to go together. What did you think of the whole concert experience?
It was a really fun concert. Oh, my nose.
What happened to your nose?
Stuffy.
Oh, okay.
It was a really fun concert. Ed Sheeran put out a really great performance. He's not more of a performer like Pink, who, or Benson Boone, who does backflips, or Pink flies through the sky suspended on a rope or whatever it is. But he does have really good music, and the crowd's really into it. And even, we didn't really have seats. It was just standing room.
Well, everybody stands, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So I was able to just push to the front.
You worked your way up pretty close.
Yeah.
Were there any other kids there?
I saw like one.
One?
Older though.
Oh, all right.
Maybe 12 or 13.
Did people move out of the way for you, allow you to get
like
a decent
one
view?
Like one person, I was just like, excuse me.
And okay, and they let you through. Okay. Something that Mom said, I haven't been to a concert in a while, but something Mom said that was irritating was that everybody, or so many people, were just standing up with their phones recording it the whole time.
Yeah, there was someone right in front of us who was recorded the whole entire concert.
Yeah.
And then was like calling people the whole time.
I mean, just enjoy the concert. I mean, I'm not going to tell anybody how to enjoy a concert, but yeah, just enjoy the concert
like,
with people you're there with.
Like, videos.
Yeah, you can take a video or two.
A whole
and,
concert.
Sure. Yeah, take a video or two. Fine. Cool. All right. So, your first concert. Very cool.
I was just about to ask you. What was your
first concert?
My
first concert was a sit-down concert. It was Harry Belafonte, who's one of the most famous musicians and singers and activists of all time. And you know that song, Deo, Deo, daylight come and you want to go home. You don't know that song?
No.
Oh, well, okay. So, and it was at the Mann Music Center and we all went. So, but then my first concert of my choice, probably Dave Matthews Band when I was in high school. Probably.
Where did you see them?
My guess was at Veterans Stadium, at the where the Phillies and Eagles used to play.
Okay.
And then sometimes I remember going to a concert or two in New Jersey, but I didn't go to many. I had a good time, just didn't go to many concerts. But it's cool that there's this venue that is right there, and also that we didn't have to pay Madison Square Garden prices to go to a concert. So we should try to just look more for concerts, just maybe of artists that you've heard of that might be lesser known, and maybe you get to see them a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, we'll try that.
Okay.
Okay. Also, Jewish High Holidays, Rosh Hashanah. was this past week.
Yes.
A lot of apples and honey, round challah for a sweet new year. This week is Yom Kippur, which is the holiest day in the Jewish calendar.
You say Yom Kippur.
Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur. What would you say?
Yom Kippur.
Yom Kippur, okay. What did you make of your Rosh Hashanah this year?
Rosh Hashanah I thought was really good this year. When we go to the synagogue, there's a kid's service. Mm-hmm. And this year I'm old enough to volunteer. So after how many years? Like five years of kid's services, I can finally volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
So that was fun.
So what did you do as a volunteer?
There's a bunch of different rooms that the kids go around to by like age pretty much. So I was in a food craft room where they make food crafts.
Okay.
And I helped set up. Sorry.
It's okay.
Ugh. Okay, for each group.
Let's pull this down just a little bit. Yep.
Help set up for each group. Helped people if they needed help.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
For the little kids, I made one of them.
Something I took away from Rosh Hashanah this year was the thought that I remember the rabbi mentioning last year about it's not asking for forgiveness, it's a return. So teshuvah, so a return to yourself of who you really are, and seeing the good in everybody and finding the good within yourself and returning to who you really are. Because there's a lot that goes on day to day that might take you out of your core values. But it is important that when you have those core values and morals, to be able to build your life around that. So I took away a lot from my time with Rabbi, not just when I talked to him earlier in the week, but then also at services as well. So that was nice.
That's good.
Yeah, so that was nice. Okay, you turn 11.
Yeah.
Next week. I'm not going to ask you what, because we used to do when you were little, when you were turning 3, turning 4, turning 5. That was, yeah, I mean, you were really little. Turning 6, 7, 8. We would do, yeah, 6, 7. On the podcast, I would ask you, the light just went out.
Oh.
On the podcast, yeah. I would ask you, what do you think it's going to be like? But when we talked about that beforehand, you just said, that's not a thing right now. So we're not going
to. Yeah.
Do you feel, I don't want to say feel 11, but over the course of this past year, have you felt like you're growing up some more? You're getting older?
I think a little bit in the start of sixth grade, because I call it official middle school. It was definitely more of just a jump in instead of a slower start.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel more of a middle school. I know what's happening.
Okay.
I feel more set with that.
Yeah.
So I feel like that was definitely one thing.
All right.
It's probably not the best, but I don't have that for this topic. But I really don't have much to say. I feel last year was more like I'm turning double digits.
Mm-hmm.
11, there's probably more to it, but it's just 11.
A lot of your friends, so you're the youngest, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Kind of all your friends, I mean, some of your friends this week turned 12.
Yeah.
Right, and you're turning 11. Do you feel younger than them?
No.
Good.
Not really.
Good. Good. Yeah, I mean, I just don't want you to ever think that you have to keep up with someone who's a whole year older just because you're in the same grade. Everyone's priorities will change. I remember at 11, I just wanted to play sports. That's what I wanted to do. So I'm basically like probably a lot of the boys in your class. Like, I couldn't wait for gym. So I was in fifth grade. Yeah, I was in fifth grade. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, fifth grade.
Yeah, you were in fifth grade.
I just couldn't wait for gym. That was our first year changing classes. We had a lot of fun at recess. I don't know. There wasn't a whole lot. I didn't feel like there was a whole lot going on in my life. I oftentimes try to think about what you're going through versus what I was going through. I just think the world is so different. And I also think that I think that just being a kid is just so different.
Yeah.
Also, the New York suburb, the Philadelphia suburbs versus living in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
I think I just think all of it. I can't even, and it's actually, it's not even a bad thing that I can't compare it, because then, because then it's, well, you can just have your own childhood. Yeah, I mean, there's going to be certain things that I would say, hey, this is what we did as kids, this is what you're going to do, but, you know, as long as you keep being yourself, that's, it doesn't matter to me.
When you were 11, what were you doing after school, weekends?
A lot of sports, and a lot of just hanging out at friends' houses. I remember I used to go to, I guess this was fifth grade, maybe it was fifth grade, would go to John Fox's house after school to watch Saved by the Bell. And we'd get home, do our homework, and then watch Saved by the Bell at 4:35 on TBS. It started at 4:35.
What days?
Saved by the Bell was every day.
Oh, every day, okay.
Yeah, and I think it was, it was every day. And, yeah, we'd go outside and throw a football around. I would play basketball down the street. I didn't have that many, the activities were just...
Sports?
Yeah, so we either had, basketball at night or tennis. And then Hebrew school. Like, there was no, or else I was just coming home, getting my homework done, and then waiting for Grandpa to come home to play more sports. Yeah, that's really, I guess that's really all I did. But then, we'd hang out at friends' houses, and on the weekends, we'd have sleepovers. A lot of our parents were friendly with each other, so we used to, have dinners together, or sometimes multiple friends would come into our house because Grandma was such a good cook, so people would want to come eat at our house some more. It was just a lot of simply hanging out. And at my house, we had a Nintendo, which was a little bit old by that point, but that's what we had. So I'd play Nintendo at our house, and then Sega Genesis at Todd's house, and we'd watch sports videos on VHS. We'd have these same NFL rocks and these championship videos from the 80s and the NBA. We'd just pop them in and sit there and watch. Yeah.
Yes.
250th episode.
Yeah.
Before we get to the book that you have been hiding behind you. There we go. There we go. Yeah, you might want to just maybe move a little closer to me. There we go. So, 250th episode. You still enjoy doing it?
Yeah.
Okay. And the reason that we had started doing this together was to build confidence, learn about communication, how to talk to people, listen, be curious.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want that to continue. There's no other reason why we do this. This isn't for some sort of hope for fame and glory or anything like that.
School project.
Right. It is simply these conversations to help us connect in a different way,
mm-hmm.
and hopefully allow you to either open up in a different form or express and grow yourself through this.
Yeah.
So you'll continue to do it.
Yes, I'm glad we will continue.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, me too. I do. So you don't usually go back and listen or watch any, right?
No, but I did watch one a few days ago.
You did? Which one?
Did. It was... I don't remember what it was.
No, it must have been a great one. Don't even remember.
I just had a really high-pitched voice.
Everybody does in their little... Yeah, so I'll go back. I know we've talked about this before, but it is such a great time capsule of things, just to hear how you would talk. And you were, when you were, now, I completely understand it, a little bit more guarded about what you will talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you were little, it was hands going everywhere, talking about all sorts of things. But I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand. Okay, let's get to the book.
Oh, right, okay. Vanished. Framed is the first book in the series. Did I talk about that last week?
You may have.
No. I talked about... I don't remember what I talked about. Whatever. I might have talked about this one. I don't know. I talked about Sherlock Society last week. This is also by James Ponti. This is the second book in the Framed series, and it's about a kid who's an FBI agent. Read to find out more.
On the James Ponti is your favorite author.
Yes, great author.
Cool.
Writes great mysteries.
But nothing new coming out, so I can't get you one for your birthday.
I don't think so.
Hopefully another James Ponti book will come out before you turn 12.
I'm sure some book will.
Well, some book, yes, but hopefully a James Ponti book.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Oh. Sure, some one of his books will come out.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, here's to episode 251 next week. Here's to the next 250. So you will... Oh, my God.
I'll be, like, over 16.
I mean, we started this, you were 5. Hard to believe.
Yeah.
All right, I love you.
Love you.